Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday evening, 6:30, 8, 9:30, sometimes later, but it's on the button on Monday through Friday, and sometimes I do it on Saturday and Sunday at 8 or 11. Tonight I'm going to talk about the topic will be, as you may know, I have a MDiv from Princeton Theological Seminary in theology. I often speak on this show of theological and religious topics. And the other night, I spoke about our money culture, and I criticized it. I criticized the capitalist system with its focus on money as an incorrect valuation system, and I said that the basis of capitalism is greed and acquisition. I didn't think it was good. I didn't think we should have idols of gold, placing a idol or belief in the living God of all of us. Tonight I want to talk about a similar topic entitled materialism, whether materialism is a good philosophy or a valid philosophy to guide our lives. Before I do that, I'm going to give a little background about myself, and I'm going to tell you this is a politically incorrect show. It is not a show of media hype, media falsehoods, or political rhetoric, or false standards or lies. It is a show in which, by critical thinking, we attempt to reach facts and truth. This critical thinking is based on reading and knowledge, and it is based on thinking. This is a politically incorrect show. It's not politically correct. We aim to get at the truth and the facts. Second thing is, as a person who runs this show for some years, I'm a Christian, and I adhere to the creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed, and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And if I read a book, I'll read C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, T.S. Eliot, St. Augustine, or the Epistles of Paul. For me, Paul is the greatest religious thinker that has ever lived. And not to read his epistles is to be cheated and have your life wasted. Second thing is that I'm a great admirer of John Milton and his epic Paradise Lost. I think it's a fantastic piece of work in which he honed down in human history, namely the fall of man into sin through the Garden of Eden. It took place on a cosmic plane, but nevertheless it was a historical event which brought about the mess we live in of sin and degradation and wickedness and evil and pain and suffering, etc. Third thing is that I run two radio shows, this Blog Talk radio show and a podcast show. These are many visitors from many countries. Over 4,400 people have visited the podcast show. And people from China and Saudi Arabia and many foreign countries visit the blogs. And many people from foreign countries also visit my podcast. And all faiths and all thoughts and all ideas are welcome on the show. And I welcome all. Whatever their race, whatever their religion, I listen to them, I weigh it, and I'm open to anybody else's opinions. I welcome all ideas, opinions, and thought streams. Second thing is that I've written 10 books, religious books and legal books, and Christian books. The Christian books are Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the Parables, and also recently wrote a book on the Psalms, an analysis of all 150 Psalms. And I'm very excited about the book. I love the Psalms. They have great religious poetry, and they inspire me in every way. And I can't stop reading them. And I say to you, to read the Psalms in any translation is a benefit, as opposed to other books which in translation are lost. The Psalms are gained in translation. And particularly the English translation of the Psalms, the King James Bible, is a beautiful exposition of religious lyric poetry of the Jewish nation. I will be writing other books, a book on the miracles, two books of my blogs, literary, theological, and political blogs, two volumes of that, as well as a volume on analysis of the Book of Job. Job was not Jewish. He was an Edomite. And it is the book has taken the form in many respects of a Greek tragedy, and he had Hellenic influences. The book is a great book, and it's well worth reading, and I can't wait to write on it. I also am writing on the sayings of Christ and another book, as well as a book on the a law book on the pretrial motions and hearings in criminal law, which is partially written. I will be. I have written other journal articles on the Syracuse Law Review. I wrote a book, a very lengthy article on criminal procedure, in which has been bought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department, and many other institutions in the world, China and India, and of course in all of Europe, many German universities, as well as Academicus. I have published in an Albanian scientific journal. I have published articles on the educational system in the U.S. and on sex discrimination, sexual orientation discrimination, which I oppose. And these have been bought also by the State Department and many, many German and European universities throughout the world. That is as much as I have to say about myself tonight. And I want to talk about materialism. I think, as I talked about our money culture the other night, I think this is a similar topic. It's a similar problem. Many people are driven solely by money. They believe that getting that new suit of clothes, getting that new car, getting that new anything is the object of life. And they make their material purchases, which they worship and adulate. This is a mistake. Materialism doesn't cover the realities of life, such as the reality of wickedness and evil. It doesn't explain that. It doesn't explain why we die and why we are mortal. And it doesn't explain a lot of things adequately. Materialism is a way of seeing the world through a certain lens. And that lens, I think, is wrong. Now, Jesus did not condemn money. I think Jesus wants an equal distribution of wealth in the world. He doesn't want people poor. On the other hand, he doesn't want people to worship money as a substitute for worshiping God and Christ. He said to the rich young man, if he wanted to inherit eternal life, he'd have to give up his possessions, and the young man couldn't do it. He said many, many sinners and poor people followed him. He chose as his disciples people who were of the working class. He was criticized. It was said of him, who does this man eat with publicans and sinners? Why does he eat with these kind of people? And the issue for me is materialism the route to go? I don't think so. It doesn't give me the answers I need about my life and how to live. It doesn't explain why people die. It doesn't explain what happens to them when they die. It doesn't explain the reality of evil and sin. It doesn't explain why human beings are failed. It doesn't explain why the reality of our world of wickedness and sin and evil. It doesn't explain these realities, and therefore I really part ways with those who regard materialism as the answer in their lives. It provides no answers. Material goods are simply what we need to survive. That's all. They are neither more nor less. They have neither more nor greater meaning or less meaning than just about anything. They provide no answers. They provide no theological answers. They provide no philosophical answers. They give us no answers except to tell us that you look good, you're good looking, you have a nice car, you have a nice house. These are all good things, but they are not philosophical and theological goals. They are material goals. And materialism has no meaning beyond the possessions we possess. That's all. Whether having more money in the bank makes us superior or makes us to be something, I don't agree. There is no particular point in having a lot of money. Having a expensive car, having a house in the Hamptons. These are all very nice things, but they are not real things. They don't provide us with the answers we need to live our lives. And so I have to say that materialism for me is not the answer. It provides no thought stream for me. It is superficial. It is a way of seeing the world solely in idle terms. As God says in the book of Exodus, you shall have no other gods before me, and you shall have no graven images. And what he means by that is, you shall have no idols. You will worship, and materialism is a kind of idol. It is idol worship. It is the worship of money. And it is an idol, and is condemned in the second commandment, and impliedly in the first commandment, where God tells us in Exodus that we should have no other gods before us. And more important, in the second commandment, he says not to have any graven images, wooden or stone. He makes it clear in the second commandment he's a spirit, and if we worship money, we adulate money, or regard money as the goal, then we are worshiping an idol of stone and wood, which the second commandment condemns. That's as much as I have to say about materialism. I think it's pretty obvious it's an inadequate way to live. It provides no answers to the ultimate questions of life. It tells us not why we should be something more than mere robots or animals. Materialism would say that all we are is vegetables or animals, but that's wrong. The reality is we are something more than that. We have souls. We have feelings. We have the ability to love. And that ability to love raises us above materialism to a level of thought and intellect and being not possible in a materialistic sense. If we only are materialism, then we are only animals. If we're only animals, then we might as well throw in the towel and give up in our lives. That is materialism. Materialism, seeing human being as a plant and an animal. It's seeing money as the goal. It's seeing having possessions as the goal of life. These are all inadequate thoughts and goals, and most are inadequate because it sees us merely as an animal species, like a tree, a leaf, or a deer. We are much more than that, far more than that, and the realization of who we are is not founded in materialism, but founded in our souls and in our beings, and in the reality that we are living a life of meaning and not of material goods. That's as much as I have to say tonight about this, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you. Good night.